Spectators baked under the hot sun just to catch a glimpse of international racers like Cadel Evans and Andy Schleck, the two top finishers from the recent Grand Prix of cycling, the Tour de France. But much of the afternoon was watching relative unknowns pass by.
Who is it? Who is it?
Sam Johnson.
Okay. Come on, go, Sam!
Colorado Springs resident Chris Stanek looks over the shoulder of her teenage son, DJ, who's holding a race schedule. Avid cycling fans, she and her family traveled to Europe twice to watch the Tour de France, and nothing was stopping them from viewing Monday's event.
Your kids playing hooky today?
Yes. Completely. We called it in. Family event. That's excusable, right?
It's been 23 years since Colorado's last professional cycling event. The Coors Classic folded when the brewer pulled its sponsorship. Since then, USA Pro Cycling Challenge CEO Sean Hunter says a lot has changed. Millions more Americans follow the sport thanks to seven-time Tour de France champ Lance Armstrong. And that's attracted more corporate sponsors, which are the lifeblood of professional cycling.
We're not relying on one sponsor. We have 8 to 10 what we call founding partners that are big international brands. I think we have the roadmap to success.
But a $10 million investment from former Quiznos CEO Rick Shadden is a large part of that roadmap. Professional cycling still depends heavily on corporate sponsorship. And unlike professional football or baseball, there's little revenue sharing between teams, athletes, and events.
For better or for worse, I think a lot of people would say it's for worse.
Brian Holcomb is a reporter at Velo News, which will publish a feature on the topic in an upcoming issue. He says the economics of the sport could be at a tipping point. The most recent example happened earlier this month when one of the most well-known cycling teams lost their sponsor.
I mean, we just had the number one team in wins over the last half decade fold. HTC High Road, this race will be one of the last chances to see them at an elite level in the U.S.
And it was Team HTC High Road that made it to the top step of the podium on Monday. The change illustrates how one influential backer can still make or break a team and events. In recent years, other well-known professional races in the U.S., the Tour de Georgia, have been canceled due to lack of financial backing.
You know, when I say profit sharing, it's not that I just want to make more money.
Jonathan Vauders is a former cyclist and current manager of the Garmin Cervelo team, which is competing in the USA Pro Cycling Challenge. He says there needs to be more of a financial safety net to sustain teams and future events.
Because these people are here to see the teams, the athletes, and all that. And if that's taken away and there's sort of an instability from year to year with teams, you know, always changing, athletes bouncing around, I think it takes away from the sport.
Regardless of who ends up with the profits from this week's race, Pro Cycling Challenge CEO Sean Hunter says the event is poised to do well in its first year. While he won't quote numbers, he says the amount will be significant.
We have the right ingredients, and if we're good caretakers of the event, it's going to be here for a long, long time, and it's only going to grow.
For now, the economic setbacks in the sport don't seem to bother fans like Franca Carls, who traveled from Wisconsin with her husband and kids to watch the race. So what exactly are we looking at here?
Cadel Evans.
She's standing in a crowd 10 people deep around the Tour de France champion's team van. She says there's something about physically being at a cycling event that you can't get from watching a race on TV.
Even if you're not a huge cycling fan, the minute you see these riders come in your vision, it's like this adrenaline rush.
So do you know if you're going to come back next year?
Oh yeah, we would love to follow these guys.
While fans aren't directly funding this event, spectator turnout could make or break the future success of the race. Today, it's up to spectators in Salida and Crested Butte to turn out and show their support. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.